All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
We are teeing it up and talking golf again. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and we couldn't do it without you. Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCoz, is in master control, and we've got a really cool show for you today. The PGA Championship concludes at Quail Hollow in Charlotte today. It's the second major of the year, featuring the top players, all the top players in golf. And when it comes to the top golfers, one of our guests today wrote the book on it, literally. Michael Arkush returns to Tee to Green. Michael's the author of the Golf 100, ranking the greatest players of all time. He's been watching the PGA Championship, and we'll get his take on the battle for the Wanamaker Trophy, the biggest story in golf this week. Later in the hour, a player who ranks number 54 on Michael's all-time golfing list, three-time U.S. Open winner Hale Irwin, who talks about Bernard Langer surpassing him for the most wins all-time on the Senior Tour Champions. We'll also look back on Irwin's Hall of Fame career. Hall of Famer Hale Irwin today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app. Listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the SXM app. Tee to Green, also stream live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Michael Arkush. That's next here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday here on T to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Michael, our first guest standing by. We'll get to Michael Arkish in just a moment. Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Debbie O'Connell will be joining us shortly as well. Glad to be back with you for another home edition of Tee to Green after being on the road last week at Redlands Mesa in Grand Junction and having just a super time there. And I can tell you this, we will be going back to Western Colorado, Grand Junction, and Redlands Mesa. Debbie is on the road this week, and that's why she's not joining us right now, but we're going to catch up to her later in the show. Also later in the show, World Golf Hall of Famer Hale Irwin with us today on Tee to Green. He was in town this past week and had a chance to catch up with him. Our first guest, however, on the Tee to Green guest line, ready to go, back with us again after joining us on Masters Sunday. Michael Arkish has written or co-written 16 books, including bestsellers with Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson, and Sugar Ray Leonard. His latest book is called The Golf 100, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. And a lot of those guys are on the course at Quail Hollow in Charlotte this week for the 2025 PGA Championship. And we're happy to welcome Michael Arkish back to the big show. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming back on. I know we just had you on Masters Sunday. And speaking of that, one of the guys that you have ranked in your book at number 25, Rory McIlroy, broke through, won the Masters. Have you thought about maybe coming up with a new ranking since that point?
Oh, absolutely. He rises from number 25 to number 20 based on his victory at Augusta and still has a few more opportunities this year. I'm planning to do a paperback revision that would come out next spring.
Oh, okay, cool. So I know also you mentioned in the little vignette that you wrote about each of the golfers in the book when you wrote about Rory McIlroy at number 25. You said he is your favorite player of the modern era or this time in golf. And was it easy, hard, difficult to put him at 25 originally?
No, I went by numbers. I had to separate my emotions from the pure ranking system. But it was a great thrill to watch him prevail at Augusta. It's disappointing that he didn't play well this better this week at the PGA. It's a big surprise, really. I mean, I would have thought for sure he'd be in the top 10 and making some kind of run on Sunday, but had a few bad breaks and just didn't play well. It happens. That's golf, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking a little bit, too. Everyone knew how badly he wanted the Masters, the green jacket, and to complete the Grand Slam. But maybe we didn't know just how badly he wanted it. Maybe there's a little bit of an emotional thing going on, too. Now that he finally, after 11 years, was able to break through and accomplish that. Do you think that could be a little factor?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody said after he won Augusta, well, now he'll be free up to win a lot more, many more majors because he won't feel that pressure. But in a way, you could see as the pressure is sort of igniting him, sparking him, and maybe with that down a little bit after all the hoopla that happened at Augusta, maybe he just is not quite as fired up. Again, there's such a small difference between playing well and playing average. And maybe there's just a couple other things that happened. He had a problem with the non-conforming driver that he had in his bag, that he had to change drivers right before the tournament started. There are a number of factors, but I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might have to find something else to not, you know, everybody needs motivation, but when you're at that level in that sport, yeah, you need extra motivation. He may just have to find something else now to push him, to drive him, to accomplish more great things.
I think so. I'm sure he has that in him. I mean, it's just human nature to be maybe a little bit winded, I guess you could say, after all that happened at Augusta.
Yeah.
It's only been a month. So let's see what happens at the U.S. Open in Oakmont next month and then at the British Open.
So you've got him, you had him at 25. You're going to bump him up to 20.
He's up to 20, yeah.
He's up to 20. Who's he leapfrogging as far as getting up five notches?
Oh, he passed Kerry Middlecoff. He passed John Ball. He passed Francis we met, young Tom Morris. He's 36 years old. So let's say he's highly competitive for another 10 years in major championships. Let's say it's another 40 majors.
Yeah.
You got to think he's going to win at least two or three of those. And that puts him up to 8, 9, maybe even 10 majors. Now he's catapulted him to a whole other category where I could see him threatening maybe the top 10, top 11. He's got that chance. I mean, we'll see. But there are a lot of great players out there. There are players that we don't even know about who will be contending against him. So nothing's promised in this game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Our guest is author, writer, golf writer, Michael Arkush. His book is called The Golf 100, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. I'm looking at your list right now, and I could see him getting easily into the high teens around guys like Seve Ballesteros, Billy Casper, Lee Trevino, and Babe Didriksson-Zaharias, who's rated 18th. So I don't think that's totally out of the question.
Oh, Mike, no, absolutely not. I mean, again, if he gets up to 8 or 9 majors, he'll certainly get to about, I'd say between 11 and 14 is more like forecast will. He'll wind up, if he plays that well, cracking the top 10 is going to be tough.
Yeah, really tough. Is there anybody that you see maybe dropping a few notches from where they're at right now?
No, not really. I mean, I think that the problem for me is going to be that, you know, Scottie Scheffler, if he were to win today at the PGA, he's automatically in the top 100 because any player who wins three majors from 1900 on is in. So now, well, who do I take out? That's going to be torturous for me because number 100 is John McDermott, which is an amazing story, a player who won 2 U.S. Opens back in the 1910s, had all sorts of problems, went to a psychiatric hospital for much of his life. So, and then we don't even know what's going to happen to the other majors. There are other players right on the verge of getting into that 100. So I think, the hardest thing for me is going to be subbing out the guys who are in the list right now.
Number one on the list, by the way, is Jack Nicklaus. Number two is Tiger Woods. Number three, Bobby Jones. The rest of the top 10, Ben Hogan, Arnold Palmer, Mickey Wright, Sam Snead, Walter Hagen, Byron Nelson, and number 10, Harry Vardon. What sort of feedback, Michael, have you gotten on the book
since its release.
I've got great just feedback.
In the last month or so.
Yeah, great feedback from a lot of people who like the ranking system and where I prioritize major championships and the inclusion of women. A lot of people were surprised that I did that. To me, it was a no-brainer. I mean, you have to put women in there. They are part of the greatness of golf. You can't ignore them. So the feedback I've heard from a number of players who are really happy with where they're ranked and happy that I paid tribute to their long careers. I think we too often forget all these players who have paved the way for the Rory McIlroys of today.
Yeah, the book it hasn't been out that long, and already, did you anticipate this soon after it was released that you would have to go back and revise the list a little bit?
Yeah, I thought it was a high likelihood, absolutely. This is only, we've only gone through one major. Now we'll go through two after today. But, I thought it's a fluid game. It's a fluid system. So I did anticipate that. And there are others in there, like Jordan Spieth, number 59, and Koepka, who's surprisingly had a bad week at the PGA, Brooks Koepka. There are others who are still in that age frame in the early 30s or mid 30s, where they can make an impact in the years ahead. So I expected numerous changes over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if I hadn't really thought about that, but when I mentioned guys who may drop a notch or two, maybe a Brooks Koepka or a DJ, Dustin Johnson, might fall in that category?
Well, with DJ, it's tough to watch. I mean, there's a guy who was such a constant presence in major championships, and he moved over to the LIV Tour, and it looks like he just doesn't have it anymore. It's a real shame because it was a pleasure to watch.
Yeah. We're going to keep Michael on and do another segment and talk a little bit more about the PGA Championship going on at Quail Hollow this week. We've all been watching. Michael Arkush, our guest today, back with us on Tee to Green, his book, Top 100 Golfers, as we continue here on Tee to Green.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone, it's TD Green. Lots of ways to listen to the show these days, and we appreciate you tuning us in however you are listening to TD Green. Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosey in Master Control, Debbie O'Connell coming up in just a little bit, and Hale Irwin also coming up in just a little bit on the show as we continue with Michael Arkush, author of Top 100 Golfers. He's been watching the people. Oh, I got to tell you, Michael, too. I talked to Hale Irwin earlier this week. He's number 54 on your list, and he's not happy about that ranking.
Oh, are you serious?
He thought he should be higher.
Oh, I need to talk to him. He needs to let me know about that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, as competitive as he is, you've got to expect that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I know you've been watching the PGA Championship. We talked a little bit about Rory McIlroy coming out of the Masters win at Quail Hollow, where he got his first win ever back in 2010. Right now he's sitting tied for 49th at +2 going into the last round today. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I was just looking right now. He's actually bogeyed the first hole. It's just a tough week for him. But look, it happens. I'm sure he'll be fired up for the Open at Oakmont.
Did Scottie Scheffler wrap it up in the last few holes yesterday, you think?
Boy, very possibly. Although golf's a strange game. He's got John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, who are 5-6 shots back, but it's not out of the question. But it sure looked like that last half hour, everything turned. It was a log jam with the leaderboard, and now he created some distance between him and the other players. It would be very surprising if he didn't prevail today.
Yeah, I figured at some point it was going to be a showdown between Scheffler and DeChambeau when they were all like at -7, and then Bryson blew up on the last three holes, finished with 3 straight bogeys. But I don't think you can count him out yet.
No, you can't. He had a great start to his round yesterday, so he could do it again today, apply some pressure. But Scheffler's amazing. I mean, the first 2 days, he just didn't look like he had his game entirely, but he scrambled around, got in the hunt, and then really fired up yesterday. So and this would be major number 3 for him. He's still in his 20s. Boy, he's got a lot of opportunities ahead.
Yeah, he's got the 2022 Masters and last year's Masters Championship as his two majors at this point. Do you think... There's a lot of no-names on the board. There were a lot of no-names for the first two rounds. Some of them faded yesterday. Do you think anybody else, Alex Noren, JT Poston, Davis Riley, Siwoo Kim, Johnny Vegas, who's hanging in there, you think they got a shot?
Slim. No, I mean, no major titles. Johnny Vegas has not even finished in the top 20 of a major. The pressure is going to be enormous today. So I think if there's going to be someone who takes down Scotty, I think it's going to be, my best bet would be Rahm. He's playing really well, driving the ball extremely well. He feels he's hungry to win. Let's see how John Rahm does over the first 9 holes. If he can go maybe 2-3 under the first 9, and then maybe 3 back heading into the final 9, anything can happen.
Yeah, he's right now. He's 5 back. He's in a group
with Kim and Vegas at 6-under, trying to chase down Scottie Scheffler, who's 11-under. That's a lot of ground to make up. Alex Noren, here's a great story. He hasn't played in, 31 weeks?
Last week was the first time he had played. It's shocking, really, to be in the final group of a major after taking that much time off. But let's see how it'll be fascinating to see how he does the first few holes. Maybe playing with Scotty, maybe he's the guy. But again, I think it's wrong. That's my bet.
How far down the leaderboard do you go to where you got guys that have a shot versus guys that have no shot? How far back?
I would say he's got to be within six to have a prayer to win today. Anybody at 4-under or lower, really, I wouldn't give any chance. I mean, the best round we've seen this week is 64, right? So let's say DeChambeau goes 64, that's 7-under. Scotty would have to go, Scotty would have to go under par to win, so which is entirely possible. But the PGA, we've seen some strange things in years before. Players coming from way back, so I could see it happening, but the odds are not high.
Yeah, I think the PGA Championship kind of has been the stepchild of all the major championships. But to me, year after year for the past 20 years or so, it's been one of the most competitive of the majors. Every now and then, the Masters or the U.S. Open might get a stinker, but that doesn't seem to happen too much with the PGA.
Yeah, we've had some dramatic finishes. And Quail Hollow, I mean, there's some opportunities. There's eagle holes, as we saw yesterday, where there can be a dramatic shift. So, unlike at Open, where it's really, par is a great score. So I would expect some theatrics today. Let's see if it's competitive heading into the back nine. If Scotty's up to 3 or 4 heading into the back nine, he's going to coast home and win.
Yeah, I kind of think that too. You got that -5, that the last group that we both agree has any kind of a shot at catching Scheffler. You got Tony Finau, Keegan Bradley from France, Matthew Pavone, and of course Bryson DeChambeau's in that group too. If he comes out hot and sends a message early, it could get interesting.
Yeah, it could. I mean, he's an electric personality, and he feeds off the crowd. He feeds off that momentum. So he's got to go low on the first. He's got to probably go 3-under in the first nine to really have a chance.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's got to have a good start on that front nine. And I'm with you too on the John Rahm. He's another guy I think you would keep an eye on. And then of that other lesser known names, I think maybe Alex Noren is a guy you watch too.
Yeah, he's closest. So he's got that going for him, but he's also, as we talked about, he's been away from the game for a long time. So, is he still going to be a little rusty? He certainly hasn't been that way the first 3 days, but let's see what the pressure on today. The pressure today will be unlike anything he's ever faced.
Scottie Scheffler, 3-shot lead over Noren, 4 shots better than Poston and Riley, 5 better than Rahm, Kim and Vegas, and 6 ahead of DeChambeau, Finau, Keegan Bradley, Matthew Pavone. Michael, when is the revised or the paperback edition coming out for the Golf 100?
We're planning for next year, coming out around the Masters. That's the idea. So, again, we've got Scheffler. Rory is going to be moving up a little bit. Let's see how, there's still guys with two majors like Morikawa and Xander Schauffele and others who might get it, and DeChambeau who might wind up getting into the list. Anything can happen in these last 4 or 5 months of the season.
All right. Always good to have you on to talk a little golf, talk about the Golf 100 and the PGA Championship. Come back soon and visit with us again.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much.
That's Michael Arkush. The book is called The Golf 100, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. You want to check it out. James Dodson, another friend of Tee to Green, said, Michael Arkush has given golf readers everywhere a marvelous present with the latest, the Golf 100. So if you get a chance, do indeed check it out. The final round of the PGA Championship, by the way, is underway at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. And later today, the coverage on CBS We'll get going at about 1 o'clock Eastern time with Jim Nance and the gang. The 107th PGA Championship from Quail Hollow. Will it be major number three for the number one player in the world right now, Scottie Scheffler? A lot of good players on the leaderboard trying to chase him down. We will see what happens. We're going to take a little break right now. When we come back, we've got an interview with Hale Irwin. We did it earlier this week. He was in town to help promote the Senior United States Open Golf Championship being played here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor Resort. And I sat down. I wish I would have had a little more time to talk to him, but we did chat a little bit with Hale Irwin, World Golf Hall of Famer and Colorado native back in his home state, as he is the honorary chairman of the 45th U.S. Senior Open Championship held at the Broadmoor East Course in just a little over a month. All the best senior golfers will be here, and they'll be teeing it up at the Broadmoor. That's coming your way next, and we continue here with more of Tee to Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell will be checking in with her in just a little bit. But before we get to that, got a special treat for you. Hale Irwin was in town this week, the three-time U.S. Open champion, pretty much retired now. In fact, he will turn 80 in just a couple of weeks, but Irwin was in town after being named honorary chairman of the 45th U.S. Senior Open Championship to be held at the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs next month. Hale Irwin recorded 3 U.S. Open victories, is one of just 6 players to win the U.S. Open 3 or more times. After turning 50, he joined the Champions Tour. He tied for third there with 7 senior major championships and is one of 7 players all time to win multiple senior opens. He was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1992 for a career that produced 20 PGA Tour wins. Most recently, he set a record when he won 45 times on the Tour Champions, the Senior Tour. That was recently broken by Bernard Langer in 2023, and I talked to Hale Irwin earlier this week, and that was the first thing we talked about, Bernard Langer breaking his senior record.
Yes. You on Tee to Green, you were our only guest. We had you on the entire hour. I won't keep you that long this time, but one of the main things we talked about at that point when we had you on, Bernard was getting close to the all-time Champions Tour record for wins, which you held, and we got your thoughts on that. Since then, he surpassed it. So what are your thoughts now?
I think if you had to look at a man that's worked hard at his game, Bernard certainly has. It gave me some pause, like, did I step out of the game a little earlier than maybe I should have? No. I felt like then was the time. It was not appropriate for me to continue on with what I was doing. I just felt like it was, I've always felt records are there temporarily. There's very few records that'll stand for years and years and years and years. And to have Bernard come along, it didn't surprise me. He worked hard at it. He's a very accomplished player. That was part of his preparation for professional golf. He turned pro when he was, I think, 15 years old. So that's just kind of been in his makeup for years and years.
What is Hale Irwin doing now?
Good question. I'm not sure I have a proper answer. Seems like I get up and it's time to go to bed again. I like to get involved with my family as much as I can, the grandchildren as much as possible. Doing things like this, I like to, as best I can, promote the game of golf and what it's been able to do for me and what I can give back to the game in some way, shape, or form, particularly to the young people. That's kind of what I like to do. I don't play competitively anymore, but I do some golf outings, again, trying to promote the game through corporate outings or entertaining at the Masters, for instance, going to hospitality venues. Just tell people what the game is about and who the players are that are behind what they see on television or what they see in person. Like, what is Arnie really like? You know, and tell them what Arnie was really like and what kind of a man he was and what prompted him to do what he did. I think people are interested in that. That's the game.
What do you miss most about being out there competing week in and week out?
Well, you just said it's competing. It's the competition is addicting, and I've always enjoyed that. But I don't enjoy playing poorly. And as I play now, I don't play to the level that I once did, although I expect to. And so it's hard to go out and play the game now without some wider or lesser expectations of what you're capable of doing. And I just have to find that right formula. I haven't done that yet.
When you look back on your career, so many high moments and probably a few disappointments in there too. What puts the biggest smile on your face when you think back on your career? What are you most proud of?
Well, to me, the thing that means the most to me, and whether it's proud or not, it's the number of people that I've friendships I've made, the relationships that I've been able to make through the game of golf, and the places I've traveled and seeing other cultures and other people and how the game is growing internationally. I guess that's what I'm most proud of. Now, on a perhaps maybe a selfish basis, what I'm most proud of is my son, Steve, and I winning the father-son tournament. That to me, it's right up there with my first win as a pro. It's my major championships win, maybe even higher than that, though. It was just something that I shared a moment in time with my son and my family. And that has always been very high on my list.
Thanks, Hale. Good to see you again.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Thanks to Hale Irwin for a little Tee to Green bonus interview right there with the World Golf Hall of Famer, who also was a member of five winning U.S. Ryder Cup teams and was playing captain on the victorious 1994 President's Cup team. World Golf Hall of Famer Hale Irwin. We've got another Hall of Famer standing by right now. We finally found Debbie O'Connell. Last week I was on the road doing the show, doing a road show edition of Tee to Green. Debbie seems like lately he is always on the road, but we've got her with us right now, joining us from Daytona Beach. Hello, Debbie. How you doing?
I am fantastic, Jay, and you are absolutely right. I go from here back to Stuart, Florida, and then to Chicago, then to New Jersey, and I arrive in Jersey on Friday. So it's been a whirlwind lately, and I'm just loving every minute. I like to say when I have a lot going on, I'm in demand. Because I don't want to say I'm overwhelmed. I want to be in demand.
So what's going on in Daytona Beach? What are you there for?
This is the first time ever the LPGA has brought together the LPGA amateurs, because we have the LPGA Amateur Association, and the LPGA professionals, which the professionals are those of us who are teaching the game of golf. You know, I work on the mental game of golf, and then they're the coaches, the golf managers, the directors of golf, the directors of instruction, all over the country, and we've brought these two groups together, and it's just been fantastic. We are all part of the LPGA, and it's so nice to come together to talk with the amateurs who are striving to build up their chapters, to be a part of, to play this great game, to enjoy it more, to get better and improve all the time. And we heard from Titleist this morning, and, you know, Jay, do you know how Titleist got started and why it got started?
I kind of do. I kind of know the story. We had someone from Titleist on the show, oh gosh, it's probably been 8 or 10 years ago, and they told the story of Titleist and the logo and how it all got started. It's an amazing, amazing story.
Yeah, it started with a missed putt. There was a young man playing by the name of Phil Young, and he missed a putt, and he looked at that. He said, I stroked that perfectly. There's no way I should have missed that. It wasn't me. It was the ball. And he had access to an X-ray machine, and he took the golf ball, and he X-rayed it, and it wasn't round. Like, the whole inside, it was all off, the weight of it, the roundness underneath. And he said, oh, my gosh. And he wanted to then help golfers play their best golf. And that's been the mission of Titleist ever since. And back in 1932, he decided, I'm going to create a golf ball that is consistent. And he had that standard because he didn't want other people to miss a putt that they stroked so well. And in 1935, they created that first golf ball. I didn't know that story. I'm so excited to hear that story.
Yeah, that's a great story. And now that you talked about it, the memories came back to me a little bit as to how it all came about, too. What a wonderful story, and what an iconic brand.
It's amazing, and they have been supportive of the LPGA and women's golf and growing the game and truly helping people perform their best. You know, one of the comments we hear often is, oh, I'm not good enough to pay and buy a performance ball. And then she said, look, I'm going, you could say this nicer to people, but think about it this way. You're not good enough not to have a performance ball. So, and what the meaning of is that, like a professional can take any ball and they can adjust. They can take a different club. They can hit a different shot to make it land and roll out instead of land and hold, right, or have spin. But a less talented golfer, someone who has fewer, quote, shots in their bags, that you need a ball that will perform on the shot that you hit. I didn't think of it that way before. So I'm learning so much. I love to learn, Jay. A lot of my travels have been about going to conferences and meetings. It's been about speaking. I go to Chicago to run a corporate golf outing. There's so much to the learning aspect, and I always make room so I can learn and grow and be better personally and be better as a professional.
Debbie O'Connell on the road, Daytona Beach, Florida this week. Does your time there include a little time on the golf course?
It did. Yesterday I played in a pro-am, which we had so much fun. And, I'm all about mindset. And I feel like my mindset and my mental game is great. Well, I was out there and not hitting well. I kept hitting the ball off the toe. So I finally, someone just happened to take a video of my swing, and I took a moment and looked at it. And I went, oh, my goodness, I was turning and lifting my arms in the backswing rather than continuing the turn. And then from then on, I was puring it in the center of the club. So everyone listening, you want to work on all aspects of your game, which Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen are here from Vision 54. We just learned from them. You know, yes, the performance skills are important. As I learned yesterday, like I need to check in on my performance skills. And then you also want to make sure you're checking in with your mind, your thoughts. You want to check in with your emotions. You want to check in with your body. Where's the tension in your body? And make sure you don't let yourself spiral from frustration to anger and create all this tension and cortisol. It's not good for you. So just being aware of all aspects. There's so much to this game. And don't just work on one part of it. Don't just work on the performance skills, getting the best equipment and working on your swing. Work on you. Work on the inner game as well.
Amen. So are you done or you still got more to go?
We've got more to go too. So yesterday was the pro-am and then we had a welcome reception last night, which was great for networking and meeting people. It was fabulous. This morning we started at 8 a.m., well, 7 for breakfast, to 8 a.m. with our conference. We go all day till about 5 p.m. And then tonight we have our Rolex Awards. We have our past president, Marvel Bernard. She's been on our show. She's been on TD Green. She's getting inducted into our Hall of Fame. So that's happening this evening along with Cindy Miller, who's also a phenomenal person and player in the LPGA and a great leader. So that's this evening. And then tomorrow we have a half a day of conferences as well. I'm going to be much smarter, Jay.
I know you're busy, so we'll cut you free, but thanks for coming on and updating us as to what you're doing down there in Daytona Beach. And then we'll see you for a full show next week, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Jay. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody. Play well.
Debbie O'Connell on the road with TD Green in Daytona Beach, Florida. We are not done yet. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll look at the leaderboard. There's not one, but there are two major championships being played this weekend in golf, the PGA at Quail Hollow, and on the Old Guys Tour, the Tour Champions, the Regent's Tradition. We'll talk about that next here on TD Green.
No. now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. We're not done yet. They're not done yet at Charlotte either for the PGA Championship. Final round is underway. The leaders don't tee off until later this afternoon. You can catch them on CBS. Scottie Scheffler, will he win his third major? He's got a 3-shot lead going into the final round today. Alex Noren of Sweden is in second, 3 back at -8. And JT Poston, Davis Riley at -7. Then you got 3 golfers, John Rahm, Siwoo Kim, Jonathan Vegas at -6, trying to catch Scottie Scheffler today at Quail Hollow. And how about this? There's another major going on this week, the 2025 Regents Tradition on the Champions Tour. Greystone Country Club, Birmingham, Alabama. They need to work on their scheduling. How can you have two majors going on at once? But that's what's happening this week. And they're having a real shootout at Greystone Country Club. Jerry Kelly leads 15 under par. Y.E. Yang a shot back at 14 under. Charlie Wee and Stephen Alker 2 back at 13 under. Then at 12 under, 3 back, Boo Weekly, Chris DeMarco, Angel Cabrera, our good buddy Shane Birch, looking for a top 10 finish this week. He's 6 back at 9 under par going into the last round today. You can catch it on Golf Channel, the 2025 Regents Tradition Major Championship on the Tour Champions. LPGA Tour is idle this week. They've got the U.S. Women's Open coming up in just a couple of weeks on that tour.
Our thanks to Michael Arcus for joining us today. Top 100 Golfers, his book, A Spirited Ranking of the Greatest Players of All Time. Our thanks to our good buddy Hale Irwin for giving us a little time this week, too, to do a pre-recorded interview. And that's going to do it for Debbie O'Connell and for Robert DeCosa. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Get out, play some golf. And when you do, hit them long, hit them straight.